This is music from John Hollenbeck with Theo Bleckman. Welcome to The Checkout from WBGL. I'm Josh Jackson. Drummer John Hollenbeck and singer Theo Bleckman present us with Songs I Like a Lot, a recording of likable songs from unlikely sources, tunes from Jimmy Webb, Freddie Mercury, and the Coen Brothers. Either side I look, I stand alone. Let us introduce you to Zara McFarlane, a promising young vocalist from the UK. She gives us her rite of passage to becoming an artist. But first, get ready for a grown woman child. Cecile McLaurin-Salvant, this emerging jazz star, comes of age with WBGO's Michael Bourne. Come sing along with us on this all-vocal edition of The Checkout. Thanks for checking in.
Cecile McLaurin-Salvant is with me. That's a great name.
Thank you.
It's hard to remember, I think, but it's impossible to forget.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Okay, cool.
Once you learn it. Wait a minute, Cecile McLaurin. Yeah.
All right.
Is there a story behind your name?
Well, not really. I mean, my last name, I guess there's kind of a story. McLaurin is my mom's last name.
Okay.
And Salvant is my dad's last name.
Okay. And you're a product of them both.
Yes.
That's the way it works. Woman Child is the album, and you have all this sudden fame, right? I mean, people know you suddenly. I mean, you won the Monk competition, right?
I did, 2010, yeah.
And then, here she is. Do you feel like you're being...
Shoved down people's throats,
blinded by the spotlight of...
I've been seeing a lot of my CD and hearing a lot of it played in radios and stuff. So it's been really great. It's definitely a change for me. I didn't know what time it was then I met you. Oh, what a lovely time it was. How sublime it was too. I didn't know what day it was you held my hand. Warm like the month of May it was, and I'll say it was grand, grand to be alive, to be young, to be mad, to be yours alone. Grand to see your face, feel your touch, hear your voice, say I'm all your own.
It's always weird whenever suddenly there's publicists and suddenly there's critics and so forth, and they're saying the second coming of Sarah Vaughan or the second coming of Billie Holiday, yeah, or the second coming of, you know, and it's like, no, they were great. They were wonderful. And
yeah,
we still have them in our hearts,
yeah,
and our ears, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, we want the first coming of Cecile.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
Yeah.
I completely agree.
Still, you know, you get asked the inevitable questions of all these singers you've listened to because they're all in the DNA.
Definitely. But I think a lot of times... people will say, like, well, you know, pinpoint like three influences of mine, but I've had so many influences. A lot of male singers too have influenced me, and pianists. So it's not just Sarah Vaughan and Billie Holiday. It's a lot of other people too.
Where'd you come from?
Miami.
And grew up listening to the music or what?
Not really. My mom used to listen to like the, you know, the most famous jazz singers. She used to listen to a lot of Sarah Vaughan, Billie Holiday, Nancy Wilson. But I actually started really getting into the music and singing and doing gigs when I moved to France when I was about 18, and I met a wonderful saxophone player who really encouraged me to pursue singing jazz. J'ai compris ta
détresse. France is the first country to ever erect a statue to a jazz musician.
Yeah.
Sidney Bechet.
Yeah.
Were you aware of that history? How long were you there?
I was there for about 4.5 years. And yeah, we talked a little bit about, yeah, the idea with you know, French musicians, about the idea that it was really in France and Paris that jazz was given this status as, like, art, and not just pop music. It was really considered like high art. So it's a very interesting history in France with jazz.
The famous French critics back in the 20s were writing about jazz when over here it was put down.
First, I think the French had the first jazz magazine, maybe. I believe so. Le front caché sur tes genoux, j'ai sangloté toute ma peine. Il faisait sombre autour de nous, et le soir sentait la verveine.
What attracts you to songs that you sing?
Usually if they have a little something that's unusual, something that's kind of bizarre and kind of funky to them, either in the lyrics or sometimes in the actual music itself. But I do usually make most of my repertoire decisions based on the story that the lyrics tell. And the different interpretations that I can make of those lyrics.
You do, several familiar standards on here, but you do some very old songs that nobody does or haven't been sung in decades, literally, like Nobody.
Yeah.
Nobody was a huge hit, was the signature song of Burt Williams, who was the first black star on Broadway.
Yeah.
And that the ironic twist is that he was a star because he allowed himself to be a stereotype in a way.
Exactly, yeah.
He wore blackface.
Yeah, yeah.
In the Ziegfeld Follies.
Yeah. I actually read about Burt Williams in a Gary Giddens book, and I realized I'd never heard of him or even listened to his music, so I started checking it out online, and I found Nobody, and I thought it was so great because it was both very funny and very sad at the same time. And the fact that Burt Williams was able to juggle those two emotions and kind of grab at you in those two ways at the same time was something that was very intriguing to me. I never done a thing to nobody. I never got a thing from nobody, no time.
It's like it's as if the sadness enabled him to transcend the farce of the character that
exactly.
he was playing.
Yeah.
He's playing this,
that's a good way of putting
this
it.
Down and out black character you're supposed to laugh at. And then behind it, there's this heartbreaking.
Yeah, totally.
And he's actually, in this song, Nobody, he's basically saying, I can't get anywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
Because then you know why.
Yeah.
He was an amazing character, and he's too often forgotten. But here's Cecile McLaurin, Salvant.
Seems full of clouds and rain, and I am filled with naught but pain. Who soothes my bumping brain? Nobody. When winter comes with snow and sleet, and me with hunger and cold feet. Who says, here's 25 cents, go on, get something to eat? Nobody.
Cecile McLaurin, Salvant, and that's the Burt Williams song. You wrote the title song.
I did.
Tell us about it.
Well, for a long time, I was really kind of against me writing. I thought that. I thought, you know, I thought everybody writes and it's a thing now. Like, you're a jazz musician and you have to write because, you know, I don't know why, but you have to be able to just do everything. You have to write, you have to interpret, you have to write the lyrics, the music, the arrangements, everything. And I thought, you know, maybe I'm just a good interpreter. Maybe that's just what I need to focus on and try to be better at. And not try to necessarily write something that's not going to be too great. So that was me for a while, and then I started to really listen to Abby Lincoln and Betty Carter a lot more, and I don't know, there was something very attractive to me about being able to just have a piece be completely my own in a way, and sort of mold whatever it is that I wanted to say or to express musically. And so I started trying to write, and that was really difficult because it was really bad, really, really rough. And I would write a lot of stuff and throw it away. And then I wrote Woman Child. I wrote the lyrics first, and then I wrote music to it. And it took me months before I even showed it to anyone because I was just so nervous about it. And I ended up first showing it to my teacher and then to a couple friends and then to my band. And then we played it. And, you know, I saw that, you know, it was okay. I survived from just performing my composition. And so I decided to keep at it. And then we recorded it. And I guess it's a pretty autobiographical song.
Were you ever nervous when you sang? Are you ever nervous when you sing?
Yeah.
And you were extra nervous probably then.
The first time I sang that live. I actually get nervous depending on the situations. I'm always a little bit nervous, but sometimes it gets a little difficult to manage, you know.
But it's not just your voice that you're opening up, it's your heart.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
Here I am.
Yeah. So it's, it puts you in a very, very, very vulnerable position, you know.
Here she is. Woman Child.
girl to walk and stride. She can't stand erect without someone beside. Woman child falters, clumsy on her feet, wondering where she'll go when her time has come. Good she'll never know until she comes
Woman Child, an original song by singer Cecile McLaurin-Salvant. That's also the name of her debut recording from Mack Avenue with pianist Aaron Deal, Rodney Whitaker on bass, and drummer Herlin Riley. You can check out her full interview with WBGO's Michael Bourne on our blog at wbgo.org. Coming up next, singer Zara McFarlane's rite of passage as an artist from the perspective of the first-person narrative. This is The Checkout. I'm Josh Jackson.
This is Zara McFarlane, and I'm a singer-songwriter from London in the UK. And this is my music. On my recording, If You Knew Her, the first track is called Open Heart. Now, this song tells the story of someone who has had their heart broken and the feeling that when you give yourself and your heart to somebody so openly and you get it broken, you may never ever do that ever again to another person or for another person.
Now nothing's left for me.
This recording is an exploration of the feelings of a woman, basically, and the woman in question is instigated by myself, but hopefully it's something that other women and other people can identify with, and it kind of shows the journey through relationships, through life, some of the feelings that you may feel throughout your life in different situations.
An open heart is both a lock and key. An open heart is both a lock and key. To believe.
An open heart is both a lock and key.
Now, this instrument that you hear is called a hang, and it kind of, I always describe it as looking like a spaceship. It's an odd shape. It's made of metal. It's a percussive instrument which you have to hit to get the sound out of it. But some people have often described it to sound similar to steel pans, steel drums. That was Open Heart from my recording If You Knew Her. I'm Zara McFarlane and you're listening to My Music. Move is a track from this album, and it is basically like a mantra of telling yourself to keep going. It was written at a point in my life where I was still contemplating what I should do musically, whether I should continue teaching because I used to teach, or to continue and try to do this music, become an artist. And I wrote this song kind of telling myself, you know, I'm not sure what I'm doing, I'm not sure where I'm going right now, but you just got to keep going and hopefully something positive will happen.
The time has come and I am on my own. I have direction though I know not where to go. I need a sense of my reality so I can be me. Either side I look, I stand alone. Until this day I've claimed that I am grown. Eclipsed my being, assumed authority. Roaming the road of insecurity, I've left a trail that only I can see. But if you find me, I'll be on my knees, trying to be me. My joy, cling know not where to go. I need a sense of my reality so I can be me.
Last tune was called Move. I'm Zara McFarlane playing my music from my album If You Knew Her, released on Brownswood Recordings. This song that you're listening to is called Police and Thieves. It's originally done by a wonderful singer called Junior Mervin. It came out in the late 1970s and it was a huge hit over here in the UK and in the Caribbean.
Police and thieves in the street.
This song has been with me for many, many years. It's a song that I've heard since child. Anytime I would go to any kind of family event, a christening, a wedding, whatever. I come from a Jamaican family. Both of my parents are Jamaican. So reggae music was something that I've grown up with in my home since the beginning, really, beginning of time. And it's a style of music that I absolutely love. It feels innate to me to be able to sing along to those tunes, to hear those tunes. And it really moves me because it's something that I've been lucky enough to go to Jamaica quite a few times as well and hear the music there in the country that it was born. It just makes perfect sense when you hear that music out there in the sunshine of Jamaica.
No one tried to stop it in any way.
And it's a song that I used to find quite upsetting, actually. It was a song that used to make me feel quite sad because the melody is so haunting and so emotional. And it was that attracted me to do my own version of this song. I really was trying to emphasize the emotions that I feel when I hear that song. It progresses, it builds, it's got a bit more drama in it. And we tried to really get the lyrics to come out and to get people thinking about the lyrics.
Police and thieves in the street, fighting the nation with their guns and ammunition. Police and thieves in the street, scaring the nation with their guns and ammunition. From Genesis to Revelations, yes, the next generation will be, hear me, all the crimes committed day by day. No one tried stop it in any way. All the peacemakers turn war officers. Hear what I say. Hi. Police and thieves in the street, fighting the nation with their guns and ammunition. Police and thieves in the street, scaring the nation with their guns and ammunition.
That last tune is called Police and Thieves. I'm Zara McFarlane and you're listening to my music. This song, The Games We Played, is written about the games that are played within relationships, particularly romantic relationships. And for me, it's like a juxtaposition between two things. Firstly, the fact that sometimes in a relationship, people are quite childish and playful and silly because it stirs up all these fun, exciting feelings. But also the more sinister side of it, of these negative games that happen when you're in a relationship as well. You know, people lying, people being a bit more secretive for whatever reason.
The truth of it, I'll cover yours and I'll cloak you in mine. We'll hide away till the end of our time. We'll giggle and wriggle and jiggle around the truth of it, the truth of it. Roll me the dice, I won't think twice. Roll me the dice, I won't think twice. Show me the game, yes, I'll play it with you. Show me the rules and I'll bend them too. I'll giggle and wriggle and jiggle around the truth of it, the truth of it. Flip me a coin and I'll catch it for you. Heads can be mine and the tails can be you. I'll giggle and wriggle and jiggle around the truth of it, the truth of it. You know the game, play it again. You know the game, play it again.
The Games We Played, original music by Zara McFarlane from the album If You Knew Her from Brownswood Records. And now you know Zara McFarlane. Coming up next, likable songs from unlikely sources, drummer John Hollenbeck and singer Theo Blechman with WBGO's Michael Bourne. That's up next. This is The Checkout. I'm Josh Jackson.
Thank you. John Hollenbeck.
Theo Blechman.
Songs I like a lot, and I like this album a lot. It's orchestrally interesting, even though it's not really that much of a... How big of a band is it?
It's about 18 or 19.
Okay. Yeah. It sounds bigger. It sounds like a full orchestra. I mean, you work on these things together.
Yeah, between Kate McGarry and myself and John, we emailed lists and of lists and lists and lists of songs that we like a lot. And we sort of had to see which song would fit and which song wouldn't, you know, be emotionally redundant. So we, you know, basically we all together we came up with this list. And then John went into the studio and into his working studio and wrote these arrangements.
Obviously, the question I was going to ask is why these songs, but they're songs you like a lot. So what is it about the, you got a couple of Jimmy Webb songs on there. What is it about the Wichita Lineman, of all things?
Well, who doesn't like that song? I can't imagine someone not liking that one. I knew that song a long time ago from my dad, definitely listening to that song. He was a kind of a Glen Campbell fan. And so that was just a song that I knew and I really liked. I didn't even really pay attention to it at the time.
So what is it about this song that you like, Theo?
I like the lyric. I like the melody. I like the simplicity of the song. Every Jimmy Webb song, I must say, appeals to me. So it was a hard choice. We probably gave you 10 Jimmy Webb songs to pick from.
I can hear you through the whine and the Wichita lineman is still on the line.
This song, I didn't listen to it. I haven't listened to it, the original, in a really long time. I just tried to write an arrangement based on my memory of the song. And I remembered some kind of repeated figure that was kind of going, and somehow it just gives the mood to me of the song.
I need a small vacation, but it don't look like rain. If it snows, the stretch down south will never stand the strain. And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line.
John Hollenbeck and the voices of Theo Blechman and Kate McGarry with the Frankfurt Radio Big Band. So, John Hollenbeck, are you a drummer first or a composer arranger first?
Well, when I first started out, my brother is also a composer percussionist, and him and we had the same teacher. They gave me the idea that if you were a musician, it doesn't matter what instrument you played, that you were a composer arranger. That was kind of part of the package. So I was attempting to do it from the very beginning and not doing it very well and not doing it very much. So I was mostly playing the drums. And then as I got the skills together, I've been doing more and more composing and arranging.
Did you run into any attitude about drummers being musicians? That's an old joke, you know. Yeah. How many in the band? Well, there's 9 musicians and a drummer.
Well, it can be true. If you're a drummer and you want to compose, it's very intimidating at first because the people that you're composing for, most of them know a lot more about music theory and about chords and pitches and melodies, and so it's very intimidating at first to kind of get over that hump of, well, I'm just going to try to do this anyway. And once you kind of get over that, then you realize the drummers also have advantages because we, when we're playing live, we're kind of trying to sculpt the whole piece and kind of we're thinking about the big picture.
Theo, when I talked to Mark Murphy once, who's a great teacher, known to be, and I said, what do you teach first and foremost? And he says, I tell him to stand by the drummer. So what was it about this drummer and Malateer and everything else percussive that really attracted you to want to sing with John?
Well, John is unlike any drummer. First of all, he can play the drums really incredibly well, and he can groove and swing and all that. But then he also abandons all that and plays the most unbelievably strange instruments and gets a really incredible sound out of the drums. So I like that he searches for new possibilities within the drum kit and then beyond. He's playing the bicycle on this record. That's just the, you know, tip of the iceberg of what he plays on the drums and what he puts on the drums. Actually, John is, I think, the only person for me who can play the wind chimes, because he takes the wind chimes and just smashes them on the drums, and it makes a really good sound.
Album, you've got songs of Jimmy Webb and Imogen Heap and Ornette Coleman, and Freddie Mercury is on, you know, one of the bicycle races on there. That's fun. And you're actually playing the bicycle on there.
I am.
But one of my cliche questions, I guess, through the years is you know, what is it about a particular song that attracts you? What do you listen for, or what is it you hear that you want to sing that song? So, The Man of Constant Sorrow, like this traditional Appalachian ballad. I'm guessing Kate was more the one who wanted to sing Man of Constant Sorrow.
No, that came from you, John.
That one came from me.
Okay.
I just really like that song from, it was featured in the movie Our Brother, Where Art Thou?
This is the song that George Clooney and the others who were escaping from the chain gang happened to record.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
They have a
recording studio, and it becomes a hit on the radio.
Right.
And all while they're still fugitives, they become pop stars.
Right.
Singing The Man of Constant Sorrow.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's where I first heard it. It's played maybe even twice in that movie. And then I started researching, and it's one of those songs that a lot of people have recorded. A lot of people use different melodies. They use the same words, but it's a folk song, so it has all these different kind of evolutions. And I just one day just kind of realized I think I could combine that song, which I really would like to do, and this kind of a groove that it originally didn't have, but is still kind of somehow a folksy, jazz folksy groove.
Well, here's you all together. Theo Blackmon and Kate McGarry singing with John Hollenbeck and the Frankfurt Radio Big Band.
sorrow. I've seen trouble all my day. I bid farewell to old Kentucky, the place where I was born and some deep valley for many years.
friends think I'm just a stranger. My face you'll never see no more. But there is one promise that is given. I'll meet you on God's golden shore. I'll meet you on.
John Hollenbeck and singer Theo Blackman. Songs I like a lot. The Checkout is a podcast. Subscribe to us on iTunes. And while you're there, give us a rating, give us a review, spread the gospel of our program. All of our shows are archived feature by feature on our website, checkoutjazz.org. Share it with your friends. And stay in the know when you follow us on Twitter at checkoutjazz. Our producer is Simon Rentner. He's on Twitter, at Simon Rentner. Special thanks to our production assistant and intern, Joyce Kwan. The Checkout is a production of WBGO Newark. I'm Josh Jackson. Thanks for listening.